AI's biggest bottleneck is no longer chips. It may be the communities saying no. A coordinated day of 142 protests across 42 U.S. states has turned local disputes over electricity, water, and accountability into a national AI infrastructure debate. The reach was remarkable, even though turnout varied sharply. The race to build artificial intelligence has usually been described as a contest for faster chips, more data, and bigger investments. On July 18, 2026, another constraint became impossible to ignore: whether the communities asked to host the physical infrastructure actually want it. The 30-second summary. A coordinated day of 142 protests across 42 U.S. states has turned local disputes over electricity, water, and accountability into a national AI infrastructure debate. The reach was remarkable, even though turnout varied sharply. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. Organizers coordinated 182 protests across 52 U.S. states in what Reuters described as the first nationwide effort opposing the expansion of a .it. infrastructure. The events connected local disputes that often look unrelated, from electricity prices in one town to water consumption, noise, land use, and public consultation in another. The result was not a single mass march. It was a geographically broad but uneven mobilization. Some gatherings attracted dozens of people, while turnout in several rural areas and major cities was lower than organizers expected. That distinction matters. The day demonstrated the spread of concern, not a uniform national uprising. Why data centers have become the physical face of a .i. A chatbot may feel weightless, but every answer is produced by servers housed in industrial-scale facilities. Those machines require electricity, cooling, substations, backup systems, and network connections. As AI models grow, developers are proposing larger campuses and asking utilities to deliver enormous amounts of power. Local residents do not experience that demand as an abstract debate about computing. They encounter a proposed building, a new transmission line, possible pressure on water supplies, or questions about who pays for grid upgrades. In Imperial County, California, opponents highlighted estimates that a proposed project could consume as much as 260 million gallons of water per year. Water figures need context. Consumption varies greatly with climate, cooling design, and whether a facility uses recycled water, evaporative cooling, or mostly air-based systems. Electricity impact also depends on the local grid, generation mix, and contractual arrangements. A number attached to one project should not be treated as a description of every data center. An unusual coalition is taking shape. The national action was coordinated by Humans First, which describes itself as nonpartisan and is co-founded by former Tea Party organizer Amy Kremer. Coverage of the protests shows opposition drawing people who do not normally share a political platform. Some conservatives frame the issue around property rights, local control, and resistance to large corporate projects. Environmental groups focus on emissions, water, and the pace of power plant construction. Other residents are asking whether promised jobs and tax revenue justify public subsidies or infrastructure costs. The coalition may be politically diverse, but its demands overlap: disclose resource use, protect residents from added costs, require meaningful consultation, and hold developers to enforceable community commitments. The industry has a case too. Data centers are not optional if societies want cloud services, scientific computing, and modern AI. Supporters argue that new facilities can bring construction work, tax revenue, digital capacity, and strategic advantages. The Data Center Coalition says the industry is working to strengthen communities and mitigate infrastructure impacts rather than burden them. There is also a risk that blocking projects in one jurisdiction simply moves them elsewhere, potentially to regions with dirtier electricity or weaker water protections. A blanket rejection could therefore export the environmental cost instead of reducing it. But public acceptance cannot be assumed. A Reuters/Exos poll found that only about one-third of Americans approved of the current pace of .i. development, while just 14% supported an AI data center in their own community. Those results suggest that enthusiasm for .i. products does not automatically translate into consent for the infrastructure behind them. The real bottleneck may be trust. Chip supply can be expanded with factories and capital. Community trust is harder to manufacture. Developers that reveal expected power and water use early, explain who pays for grid upgrades and negotiate measurable local benefits may move faster than companies that treat approval as a public relations exercise. Governments also need better rules. Standard reporting for energy, water, emissions, and job creation would let communities compare proposals instead of debating incompatible company estimates. Utility regulators can decide how much risk should be borne by developers rather than ordinary ratepayers. The July 18 protests do not prove that America has rejected AI data centers. Their uneven turnout cautions against that conclusion. They do show that infrastructure decisions once handled in planning meetings are becoming national politics. The next phase of the AI race may be won not only by whoever secures the most advanced chips, but by whoever earns permission to plug them in. Before we overstate the result, the reach was remarkable, even though turnout varied sharply.